never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner.
Yeah, buddy!
We're doing a really weak version of the year 2002 in review.
The virus thing was pretty cool, though.
Was it?
Yeah, because it put things into perspective.
All those drum rolls.
Where we thought NIMDA was something big, and it wasn't, yeah. And I forgot all about NIMDA. I thought that was years ago, but I guess it wasn't, and, you know, it was kind of cool.
It was huge! Well, Michael has listed a bunch of links to CNET, Fortune Magazine, PC Magazine, TechWeb, the Sophos listing that we talked about, all kinds of websites that have their kind of review of 2002. So if it interests you at all, then just visit the website, because we want to spend the time helping folks in between all of the stuff that we're talking about, I guess, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, hey, Geek Speak of the Week.
You want to do that now?
Yeah. Let's
do that now.
It's a go.
What's the number for the Geek Speak of the Week?
I don't know.
333, maybe? There it is.
Maybe we should have Michael's magical moments be this music. Every week we bring you a term, a phrase, some part of the technology vernacular that you can use to impress your friends and family. The word for this week, the Geek Speak of the Week, is bitlegging. It's Michael's choice. Bitlegging. You want to explain what bitlegging is there, Michael?
Well, it's kind of like when you're bootlegging, except you're using software. So let's say that you are downloading MP3s and you are not authorized to do so. You are bitlegging.
I didn't do that, did I?
That's like the wrong sound file at the wrong time. So anyway, bitlegging. Yeah, all those Kazaa users, huh? And Morpheus
and Aimster.
And Mac.
They are bitleggers.
That sharing program. Yeah, bitlegging, not good. All right, our free download of the week while we're at it is from Marco, our buddy Marco at webattack.com. All you sufferers of pop-ups, you're looking for yet another way to deal with them. Here's yet another utility, EMS Free Surfer Mark II. And it's got two surfing modes. One is called Natural, and one is called Strict. And so you can basically clamp down on that stuff. Remember, though, pop-ups are used for not just advertising and annoying you. They are used sometimes to help you or give you. Some sites will actually use a pop-up to explain a term on a site, so be careful how you use these pop-up stoppers. But it apparently there's also a panic button, which is popular in these pop-up programs. For if you stroll onto one of those websites of ill repute, as we will say, that keeps on popping up more and more garbage, junk, porn sites, the panic button will allow you to kill it. Instantaneous. Nice call. Hey, what happened in the week that is this past week here, Michael?
Well, a couple things have happened.
Don't get political. We don't want any more emails about how you're some kind of liberal whatever.
Okay. First of all, in South Korea, they're having a problem with gaming addicts. If you weren't aware, more than half the population has access to the internet, and they are the global leader of number of people who subscribe to broadband. It's exceeding 10 million people.
It's like crazy, the percentage of people that have broadband.
Exactly.
In South Korea, of all places.
Yeah.
Actually, it's like a game show. That's the
number. People fly there. Gamers from the United States fly there to do gaming down there because it is so incredible.
Well, the number one or one of the top-rated television programs is something where people sit around watching other people playing these online games.
Oh, it's insane.
It is insane.
It is. So, they have 25,000 cyber cafes, which are known, like we call them PC bangs, and they're open 24 hours a day across the country. Well, apparently, a 24-year-old man by the name of Kim Kang-jae collapsed and died after playing computer games at an internet cafe. He had been playing for nonstop for 86 hours.
Hey, wait, what was his name again?
Yeah, no. That
come
was
on,
a
one more time.
It was Kim. So our advice
has
here on the
special
computer
drum
corner,
roll.
our advice here on the computer corner is stop at 85 hours.
Yeah, at 85 hours, you got to call it quits.
86 is obviously fatal.
Yes.
That's the point of the story. All right, what else?
And then also, as we've been talking about the all of the worms and viruses, well, apparently Yaha.g, which is you had previously spoken about a minute ago, is a mass mailing worm that activates when the infected email is rendered. And what is happening is apparently it is gaining ground on Clez, and they think that it's actually going to supersede Clez.
Because it's a very new virus. Well,
and it's much more aggressive.
Does it show the launch date of Yaha when it first hit?
It was in September of the end of September, yes,
okay.
Correct.
Well, in that short period of time, it hit the top 10 of the year, so that obviously should tell you something, that it's going to climb up those scales. So.
Exactly.
Okay, we better probably do a supplemental newsletter that explains how to spot Yaha and how to protect yourself then.
Yeah, because you better watch out. It's worse than Clez.
Better not cry?
Better not shout.
Yeah. Why are you telling me that?
She said it's more worser than Clez.
Is it?
It is more worser.
And that's the news for this week?
And yeah, I mean, there's...
That's the news. Back to you, Ken.
That's the news from the Technology News Center.
That is the news.
The last newscast, TechCast.
And by the way,
yes,
don't forget to juggle the handle.
Yes. All righty, shall we get back to some semblance of a help show?
Sure.
By the way, Rick, the defrag question.
Yes.
As we went away.
Uh-huh.
Typically speaking, you go to safe mode and defrag should run. And we've got stuff on our websites, various websites, datadoctors.com and computerproblems.com on how to deal with defrag. The step-by-step. Also, our TV show, we did this on the air a while back, so any one of those places you should find tips if you're having problems with defrag. What Rick alluded to after we got off, and I knew there was more to the story. There always is. Well, you know.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, it wasn't. Well, what he did was he built his own computer 7 months ago,
okay.
Put Windows 98 on it.
Right.
It was running fine, decided time to upgrade to Windows XP. So
just because it's newer, it must be better.
Who knows? We didn't even get into that discussion. So he did an in-place upgrade of the Windows 98 machine to Windows XP.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
We recommend that XP, don't upgrade for the sake of upgrading. We've mentioned that 300,224 times.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, and just doing it for the sake of doing it isn't enough reason. There should be a compelling reason why you need to have something.
He's a gamer.
New and okay. Number two, if you decide you really got to have that, especially if you built your own machine and you're not getting the help of some OEM who maybe provides you the upgrade path, including CDs and some steps to do that, we really don't recommend you upgrade if at all possible. It's better always if you can wipe it out and start clean, meaning back up your critical data and wipe that drive out and install your operating system, your programs, things like that. It's always 1,000 times cleaner, and you avoid problems like this.
Well, a lot of people think the upgrade version, you have to do an in-place upgrade, and that's not the case.
Now, you can stick that up. You can wipe the drive out, stick your Windows XP upgrade CD in, and begin the installation process just as if it were a new install.
Somewhere along the line, it'll ask you to prove that you have a qualifying product, and generally all you have to do is stick a floppy disk or a CD that has the actual licensed CD, not some...
Right. There's a way you can go through that, and it allows you to go in and locate that licensed product. If it's not already on your drive, then you simply, like Ken was alluding to, you give it the floppy or the CD that came with the thing, and it will recognize that that's a qualifying product, and bada bing, bada boom, you're there.
See, the problem with doing an in-place upgrade, especially with dramatic differences in operating systems like that, is it's trying to take pieces of 98, figure out which pieces it can use, and then do an upgrade into XP. And there's always a chance that it's going to pull a, like in his case, I'm thinking there's coming some kind of driver issue with the motherboard or the controller or the hard drive, so that it's not performing at its best because of this combination of drivers. And the only way to know for sure is to just do that clean install. So even though you're doing an upgrade, if you're going to do it out there, you do it yourselfers. Do a clean install. And also, remember, if you have a machine that you bought from a company and it's under warranty and you decide you want to change the operating system, you are basically voiding the warranty. Let me say that again. You are voiding the warranty if you upgrade the machine, because that's not how it was shipped. So make sure you understand what the ramifications are all the way through. We also had another person that emailed us and said, I upgraded Windows XP, and I've got a couple of HP printers from a year ago that worked fine in 98. I cannot get them to work in XP. No matter what I do, I've tried everything. and there's just not communication for it, so on and so forth. Well, we have preached over and over again here, folks. If you're going to upgrade operating systems, you have to do the homework before you do the upgrade. Make sure that the devices you have are going to be compatible, that there is support for those devices, and there are drivers and so on and so forth, because once you get into this thing and you find out, oh, well, that's not going to actually work. Well, now you're either stuck going back or you have to buy a new printer, and you're not in a good position to make a good decision. You're kind of in a stressful position. Don't put yourself in that situation. Do your homework before you do the upgrade.
Good plan.
Yeah. Shall we go to, how much time we got?
We can go to a break anytime.
Break? He's got the timeout sign. All right, you're listening to the Computer Corner. It's the year in review. That is 2002. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Vivaldi.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's your nighttime jolt of jock.